Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
The Center for Community Wellbeing is new as an entity. It was just established this year. But it goes back, the history goes back many, many years.
Like many at UCSD, Social Sciences Dean Jeff Ellman has long cared about the quality of education in California, seeing the state's public schools as UC's pipeline. After launching the Preuss School on the UCSD campus 11 years ago, that's the successful college prep school for low-income but highly motivated students, educators at UCSD turned their attention to community schools. Among them, Gompers in the southeastern neighborhood of Choyas View, then a low-performing middle school, and now, like Preuss, a college prep charter school in partnership with UCSD. Test scores have improved since Gompers went charter, but Ellman and others found there was more to be done.
I had a discussion with Bud Meehan, who has headed that effort, and Mike Cole. And they said they had come to realize through discussion with parents that what happens in the classroom is not just a function of the things that occur within the school boundaries.
There are other factors in students' lives. Neighborhood safety, the health, both physical and mental, of students, whether or not there are good job opportunities in the neighborhood. And we're trying to expand our work into each of those areas.
This led to what has now become the Center for Community Wellbeing. It's a holistic approach. It recognizes that in order to improve the life chances, the opportunities for students, even if one is focused mainly on education, you have to recognize that there's a very complicated network of forces, and you can't simply address one of the factors that participates in that network. You've got to look at all of them.
So we've reached out and found colleagues who bring research expertise and a general commitment, and they come from a wide spectrum of the campus, the social sciences. We have people from Jacobs School of Engineering and Cal IT2, who, although they have an engineering expertise, and it's deep and profound, recognize that there aren't technical solutions to the issues that we're talking about.
It turns out there are lots of projects going on in these communities that have been disconnected. So one of the things we're trying to do is provide some glue and coordination.
In addition to that, we've been involving our students because we believe, and I think the research shows, that students who experience what they're learning directly have an enhanced understanding of the content that they're engaged in.
What are some of the issues related to graduation rates for the different groups?
In this CCW-affiliated class, Rafael Hernandez teaches undergraduates how to be effective tutors, lessons that Alyssa Vasquez applies at Gompers.
Good afternoon, Mr. Vasquez.
CCW chooses to work with partners in southeastern San Diego for a very particular reason. We do not want to be in the position from the university, especially the big university on the Hill, of imposing our will or imposing our concerns on a community. It's much more advantageous for all concerned, for the community and for the university, if the issues that we address are meaningful for the community members themselves.
A partnership with Project Safeway, a volunteer group that patrols streets near area schools, led to the CCW's first community market, offering free food and clothing to local residents.
Okay, so who are my 10 personal greeters?
Right here.
Just based on our relationships with folks in the community, we realize that there's an urgency right now, that families are in crisis given the economic recession, the loss of jobs. Families are just literally struggling putting food on the table.
Almost all the kids who live in this area qualify for food assistance at school, free lunches at school. If they're not going to school, no free lunch. So then the families who themselves are pushed for just providing clothing and food for their kids and themselves, they don't have that extra resource that the school would regularly bring them.
There are real questions about how best to strategically try to improve the situation. That's where the role that we play as a university comes in. So in addition to trying to intervene and help provide social service, we're not a social service agency, although we'd like to be able to think that we do contribute. We're also a research university.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You tell me you're ready.
For Michael Cole, a professor in communication who studies human cognition,
yes.
His primary research location is the Town and Country Learning Center, based in a public housing complex in Mountain View. Here, Cole oversees undergraduate and graduate students as they work with community members on finding effective ways to use technology in settings like this to improve learning.
Yes.
A partnership that has impressed its director, Beverly Anderson.
It's been wonderful. We both have the same goal in mind, and that was to help the kids to have proper assistance with their homework, as well as social support and help with other things other than just doing the homework.
And in the next room, students can work on projects with UCSD engineering students under the guidance of Srinivas Sukumar. One that brings special pride is this, a kid-friendly 9-screen video wall.
As we looked at what the children's needs are in this particular community, this is a walled-off community. There's a lot of gangs, gang activity, and also drug activity and so on. So families don't feel comfortable letting their children go and wander around in the neighborhood. So one of the ideas is that we would want to use this particular display as a window into the world. We're also thinking from a research standpoint in communication, if there are several of these in various different community centers, are people going to be able to use this as a way of organizing themselves as a community?
A community that now includes students from North and Southeastern San Diego.
The students that come here from the university are pretty close in age to my teens and preteens. They're very young. And even though they don't look like my kids, most of my community is maybe 88% African-American, they get to interact with these students in a way that they will never get to interact with college students. I try to share my stories about college, and the kids are like, whatever, you're old. But when a student comes in and says, you know, this is what I'm going through, and they really talk about it and they really connect with the students, they become a vehicle of getting these kids really interested in higher education, which is really cool.
The students, in many ways, are the bridge, the connection between what happens on campus and what happens in these community efforts. This is not simply an opportunity for students to do something that's valuable, and it is, but we also want them to understand that we don't know always the best way to do what we try to do. We don't know the best way to improve education. And so there's a question there that they can help us answer. We're also studying what works. That's very important because we would like at the end of the day not only to have made some contribution to the San Diego communities, but to have learned some things that are exportable. That's what universities do, so that other places can learn the lessons that we've learned here.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.